Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Thursday, January 19th, 2011.
Episode 7.53, the AFC and NFC Championship Preview.
Hoo-ah, that gets a high five.
Boom!
Oh, yeah, that one actually stung. I can't wait till Sunday!
This is probably the best Sunday.
For pure football.
For pure football.
You've got the AFC champions squaring off, the NFC champions squaring off. Yeah, the winner of these goes on to the Super Bowl, and that's a wonderful, wonderful time. But come on,
and
you
here,
get two great games in one day.
In the AFC, it's 1 versus 2.
Yeah.
And in the NFC, it's two versus four.
Four. I thought it was six.
No, four. They won the division.
We got division winners everywhere, which is nice.
Which leads you to Jeff, I need to ask you.
Yeah, bring it on.
What happened to number one?
Well, shut up!
So
what a
we've
jerk.
Got that. We've got Baltimore Raven nose tackle Terrence Cody on the show today. Good stuff from him. And Jeffrey, let's just get to it because there's lots to talk about.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
That is not where you said you were going!
I'm laughing at Steven because I'm hydrated for this podcast and he's not. He neglected to bring his drink. Now he's mad at where I went.
I got to go get this lukewarm water.
Instead of a nice icy cold.
But you said you were going to Connell's. That cup says Boston Market.
It does say Boston Market. So I got on the freeway.
Yeah.
Accidentally, that's not the way to Connell's.
Right.
So I got on the freeway. I'm like, where am I going? I don't know. And then I said, maybe I'm going to Lucky Boys. And then my body says, really, you big fat son of a. I'm like, okay.
So your body started talking to you?
Okay. Well, you know what's right next to Lucky Boy is Boston Market.
It's Boston Market.
It's actually a little closer. I could get a chicken Caesar salad, and I could be out of there.
That's a lot more healthier than
Lucky
anything
Boy.
Lucky Boy will give you. Which is nice, but now I'm a little upset.
I could have brought you a nice big chicken
Because I could have gone
back.
And gotten a salad instead of making my own salad.
You could have, but you also would have spent $11. Like
yes,
I did.
Instead of, you know. Just making it myself. I just don't like to make stuff.
I make
good food.
I'm a great cook. Don't love cooking. I'm a great cook.
But I just don't like to cook. Yeah.
If I don't have to clean up, if I don't have to grocery shop, then I like cooking.
I see.
And as long as there's nothing else I'd rather be doing, watch a football game or NFL
exactly.
Network or NFL Replay
so let me get
or
this.
America's Game, the 1990 New York Jets or Giants, which was terrific.
So let me get this straight. You will cook if someone else brings you the groceries.
Yes.
And then you don't have to clean
and
up
by
afterwards.
The way, those groceries better be exactly what I want.
Right.
I mean, they better be the right kinds of mushrooms I'm going to be sautéing.
Okay.
And they better be pecans and not walnuts
so
or something that I'm about to glaze.
Basically, you're never going to cook. Because you're not going to go.
That.
You're not going to get somebody to go grocery shopping and then bring you the exact things that you want.
How long have I been married, Steven?
I don't know. Pushing
going on 24 years.
I was about to say
October.
Pushing 25 years.
24 years in October.
Okay.
The wife will bring me exactly what I want. You know what was amazing?
Okay, but she's the only one who could go shopping.
Oh, heavens,
free.
Yes. Heavens,
like
yes.
If you sent me to the supermarket.
You'd come back with a can of Bumblebee tuna, and I'd be like, first of all, Steven, there's no tuna in this recipe.
Okay.
And if it is, it would be Starkist. It wouldn't be Bumblebee. Duh.
So is that why Trisha, when she makes a grocery list, she like knocks out, I mean, she like puts it, it's this package with the red label.
Yes!
And the, because you got to.
You got to realize. Because
you guys are picky.
We were raised by my mom.
Ah,
and my mom is a horrible cook. And I'm not being mean. It's just true.
Okay.
And her mom was a horrible
cook.
She's
going to listen to
so
this.
So she had no one to,
she's
I understand
probably
going to
cry.
Well, you know what, Patty, get over it. And so she was a horrible cook. Her mom was a horrible cook because her mom never didn't know how to cook either.
Right.
So if your mom or dad don't know how to cook, how do you get taught? My kids are great cooks because their mom and I are teaching them how to be great cooks.
Yes.
And gentlemen, one of the ways to woo the ladies is to know how to cook.
I don't know if I ever told you the story about my dad. I woke up one morning. I was very young. I was like 10 or 11.
Okay.
And you know, something was going on in the house, and moms didn't want to make me breakfast. So I was complaining. Like, I was like, I want some breakfast. I want some breakfast.
What is it about kids that just think that they can order us around? I hate this. George 17, what's for dinner? I don't know, dude. What are you getting?
So listen. So my pops heard this, and he was like, come here, kid. Brings me into the kitchen. I'm like, what's up, Dad? He's like, I'm going to teach you how to make every kind of breakfast imaginable, wow, and you'll never need a woman to cook for you ever again.
Nice.
We made pancakes.
Nice.
We made French toast.
Nice.
We scrambled some eggs.
Yeah.
We made an egg omelet. I mean, we made like just about
what
every.
What else do you make omelets out of except for eggs? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, egg and ham and cheese. Like we made like a ham
made
and cheese.
Nice,
yes, a nice omelet. Ham and
so,
cheese.
I mean, you're going frozen tundra there for a second.
Yeah, no.
The egg omelet.
The egg omelet. But a ham and cheese.
Yeah.
And so, like, literally at the end of these 4 hours, where we had all this food.
You've eaten pretty well.
Yeah.
And you know how to
And
cook
I learned
breakfast.
How to make all this different breakfast.
And dudes, if you know how to make breakfast, you don't need to know how to make any other food.
Yeah.
Because
well, that's
there's
true.
Most of us understand that you could have breakfast for any meal of
well,
the day.
About a week later, then my mom showed me how to do her special enchiladas.
Yeah.
I can, if I really wanted to, make flour tortillas from scratch.
Wow. You pound them out with the hands and
yes,
everything?
Yes, the hands
nice.
And stuff.
I've only done that in deep Mexico.
Yes.
At an orphanage.
I know how to take.
Orfanatorio Bente Nuevo. Have I ever told you about Orfanatorio Bente Nuevo?
No.
Yeah. I spent many, many summers there.
I know how to take actual full whole pinto beans and crush them down and make my own refried beans from scratch.
Sure.
So Mama Lupin, she told me all it.
You know,
so I can make all the good stuff. And now Trish is listening and she's like, yeah, you can make tortillas from scratch. Yeah, great. So now I'm going to have to
It's still far cheaper to buy them, Trisha.
But here's the deal. I can cook. I'm a good cook. I just don't like – I'm with you. I do not like to have to clean afterwards.
Absolutely, because I make a mess.
I don't make a mess because my dad taught me you clean as you cook.
Use the same pan, too.
You
fry
clean
up
as
the
you
bacon
cook.
In the skillet. Then guess what? You dump off the grease, but you don't wipe it. Then you cook your eggs inside with a little bit of bacon grease on the bottom. Got a little salty.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not
and then
a big
you
fan
wipe
that.
That out, and then you warm your tortillas in the same skillet, and now you've only got one skillet dirty.
Yeah, no, the dad was the big teacher of the clean as you go. But
yeah.
Enough of our eating habits
they're
that we're
just,
never
they're
going to
guys.
Cook. But it,
guys,
absolutely.
How to impress the ladies. Know how to make an omelet.
I tell you what, I do believe that is how I gained Trisha's love, because every time she would come over to the apartment, I would cook for her.
Yeah.
And so she always got great food coming over to my place.
And you misled her into believing that you would cook for her. So that whatever it takes to woo a woman, just
no
lies,
one,
whatever.
Lie. Now you're saying I was lying. No, I just
misleading.
Cooked for her. I never said, I will. If you marry me, I will cook all of this for you.
I just inferred it.
I just inferred it.
Okay, we've got ourselves two big games to talk about. We got some NFL news to get through.
Yes.
We got ourselves some whining and moaning to do, like, go watch the dang videos. They're getting funnier. They're getting goofier. By the time you hear this, Fridays will be up, and we have the world's, yes, the world's best Bill Belichick impersonator on the 5-Minute Football
Yes,
pick.
The real fake Bill
The
William
authentically
Stephen
fake.
Belichick.
William Stephen Belichick. Is that
yeah,
his middle
his
name?
That's his real name, yeah.
People are thinking it's going to be you.
No.
It's not. It's going to be
no,
me. Let's just get this right.
No, it's just
I've been
be,
working on my squint.
You're the
not,
real fake.
He's a freaking
you know what?
Ventriloquist.
I even,
he never moves his lips.
I even went out and signed you up for the real W.S. Belichick account. Real fake W.S. Belichick. So you can start tweeting as fake
nice.
Belichick as you want.
I don't want to tweet as it. I just like doing him because he's so much fun.
I already tweeted what? I said, I'm currently game planning on how I can get Ocho Cinco a touchdown in the
yeah,
AFC Championship game.
This is a pretty sweet idea. Did you actually set up the account?
I did, and I actually
Real
tweeted that.
Real fake Bill Belichick?
Real fake B. Belichick was already taken.
Real fake B. Belichick?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just fake Belichick. B. Belichick.
Why fake, not real fake Bill Belichick?
Because you can't put real in there because there's too many letters. There's only so many letters you can put in your account.
Real so fake Belichick.
Taken. No, not enough. Too long. You can get real fake Belichick. You can't. It's too long.
Still too long. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyways. So, yeah. That's going to be on tomorrow's 5-Minute Football Fix. We're doing different stuff. For those of you who are under the mistaken impression that if you listen to the podcast, that's what we do on the vidcast, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's not what we do. But
there's a lot of stuff that's not
some
there.
Some clarity now. Because
we need to bring clarity.
totally different
marketing questionnaire
than from from the beginning of the season. One, at the beginning of the season, it was not available on iTunes. It is now. You can subscribe to it as a vidcast.
Yep.
Available on iTunes. Also, two, we are now tweeting the actual YouTube link onto Facebook and Twitter. So through whatever you use, whatever device you use,
Facebooker or
on Facebook or Twitter, you don't have to go to YouTube.
You never to go to YouTube, ever.
When we post it, you can actually play the video right there on Facebook or right there in Twitter.
And you watch it in Facebook, you can make a comment right there in Facebook
and
see your name.
Yes. So so those are some changes
that we tried to make it easier.
Weren't available at the beginning of the season.
And then can I just say this, Steven?
Yes.
It's funnier.
It is funny. Well, we just completed our 125th.
So we've actually gotten good at it finally.
Yeah.
And we took the handcuffs off James, and he's come up with some images that are to die for.
Some very good images.
Jim Caldwell being the baby David being thrown out with the bathwater. Jim Caldwell's little baby being thrown out of the bathtub. Oh, my gosh.
I did a spit take when I was watching that. And I said, dude, you got to warn me.
Seriously. James needs to put up warnings. Warning, you're about to see something funny. Do not.
So yesterday he did come to me for an approval. He brought the giant and David and Goliath.
Yeah, I like that.
To me. And he's like, what do you think? I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
I was like, we did mention David and Goliath.
Yes, we did.
Like,
I did.
No. He's like, yeah. He's like, James, Jeff talked about it. I was like, perfect. Put it up there. And so ran.
He's still a little insecure then.
Just a little bit.
Okay. But it's they're fun. And
the videos are good. So come out.
Check them out.
Here's why we're getting ready to head out to the Super Bowl in a week.
And we're broke. Let's just be honest.
And our marketing people are saying we need to get some bigger.
We need bigger numbers.
He's like, the numbers are great.
But we can't really sell advertising on these kinds of numbers.
But
we need a little bit more.
We need some bigger numbers. So,
and for those of you who can't be show donors, we get that. We understand.
Come out and help us, you know, post on Facebook, reply to us at Twitter. If those aren't your things, then just watch the video somehow. Either you download them. You know what? Download them. And if you don't watch them, you don't watch them.
But if you don't watch it for like 5 days on iTunes, it stops
downloading.
So you're
going
to have to watch at least
one every 5 days.
Or just say, yeah, I want to keep watching this, so keep downloading them.
Yeah.
Then, again, you don't have to watch them. But you should, because I think you'll have a lot of fun.
So
I take umbrage with the person who says that we have faces made for radio.
Well, you know.
We know that's true.
We're not the prettiest guys in the world.
We know. But we've got hot women. So there.
Well, there. You got a point. I'm very happy with my wife. So
exactly.
Yeah. So that's it.
I hear Yoda coming. We're 264 years old. You are. Look as good. You will not.
It's 900, by the way. 900.
I was just dialing it back a little bit.
I know, because is it really 900?
900. I am.
Yeah. He was a bad beep at 900 years old.
Unload some whoop-ass, I will.
A dude brought it. Anyways, I'm very happy to say that the Baltimore Ravens came through and helped us out.
Seriously.
With,
Terrence Cody,
nose
tackle.
We'll get him in here in a little bit. But
dude,
Jeffrey,
do you know what his job is? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people out there. His job, he runs the nose of a 3-4 defense.
Nose tackle.
His job is to say, two of your guys are going to have to stop me, otherwise I'm going to eat your quarterback.
And sometimes three.
Seriously.
Sometimes three.
The guy is svelte of foot. He is the lightest
for
feet.
As big
for
as he is.
For a guy who's 365
pounds.
I was just,
you weren't going to give it all.
Pounds.
300 pounds. Yeah, the dude's big.
He's big and he's
fast. But he is so light. He beat Rich Eisen in the 40.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. He destroyed my time.
Yo, Rich Eisen, I don't know if you're listening, dog, but if you're listening, dog, come on, man. You
let Terrence Cody. 6'6", 300 pounds.
But, Jeff, you can't be talking, really.
No, I really – well, look.
He destroyed you.
I'm going to do this again fully clothed properly, shall we say.
Okay.
In days to come. And somebody's going to coach me up on how to run.
So you
I was a swimmer.
Yeah, the Ellises really it's funny. The Ellises don't know how to run.
Run
doesn't know how to
only
run.
If you're being chased. That is our mantra. We stick to it.
Okay.
If you're being chased, then run.
I am so glad that my daughter's got the Miranda gene. when it came to running.
Well, and I'm glad that you worked with my son, who's a menace on the base paths.
Yeah, he can run now.
He, because his uncle worked with him and taught him how to run. Yeah, yeah. He's got his hands going. He's leaning forward.
Yeah.
I don't know any of this
junk.
You
were, like, leaning backwards.
Someone said it was a walking. That was a
you were speed walking. That did look like you were speed
walking.
Well,
that's probably because I blew out my knee.
8.5, dude.
It wasn't 8.5.
I just looked at the video again
8.5?
This morning.
Yeah. See, I know I can cut that time by at least a second if I actually lean forward. If I just lean forward, if I knew how.
I could probably beat 8.5 going backwards.
I believe you. This is not impressive, though, because I just sucked that much.
Just not impressed at all. All right. Let's
work
get to
it. Work, busy bee.
Oh, you know what, Jeffrey? I don't think I've discussed this with you, so I'm going to discuss it with
Hi,
you.
Hi, James.
Right, James, what's up?
We just gave you love.
Yeah, we did. We gave you love on the show. You'll have to listen to this podcast.
What did you do to your fingers?
What?
Playing Ultimate Frisbee today.
Frisbee. Hurt his
hand. Is this going to slow down your editing ability?
I only use these two fingers.
Okay, are you sure? Yeah. I only use these
two Otherwise, fingers. You're fired.
The other two are no good. Anyways, where I was going with this, I haven't discussed this with you, but I have invited Charlie Miller, Chaz, to call us in to the show. It'll probably be next week.
That cheeky little girl.
I know, she is being cheeky, but she's doing something really amazing. She's
climbing Mount Everest.
No, she's jumping out of an airplane for charity.
No!
And she's shaving her head for charity.
Well, she's got beautiful
hair. Yeah, I know. I was like, do you really have to do the hair? And she's like, yeah, I did. So anyways, we've been chatting up, and she wants to come, and I told her she could give out the website where she's going to go do this for charity.
Heck yeah.
And have our people come in and help her out and support
Chaz
her.
Chaz jumping out of a plane bald.
Yeah, I was like,
that just killed the buzz. I want to see those brown locks floating in the air.
What does Mr. Miller have to say?
Seriously, my wife goes shave her head. I'm like,
I'm not seeing you for about 4 weeks until it grows back.
Yeah. My wife's got a little mole on her head. You know,
really?
You know, there's things that hair provides some help.
Yeah, hair hides some stuff.
Yes. So,
all right. Well, Chaz, good luck to you, and hopefully we'll have you on next week.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeffrey, let's get to some NFL news. Come on, kid. Don't be crying about the Raiders right now. They're not doing anybody to anything.
That's why I hate them.
Anybody to anything. They're not doing anybody to anything.
They aren't doing anything to anybody or anybody to anything.
All right.
So we start you off, friends, NFL news in Dope Boy Land. Let's just find a little good old boy. Do you have a little good old boy?
I am a dope boy. Yes, I do.
I got it. Beat you.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
If it's all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Jerome Simpson, wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals, who basically, Jeffrey, provided us with one of the most exciting touchdowns I've ever seen, with an actual flip over a linebacker into the end zone, sticking the landing. And here's the deal.
He has a lot of experience, apparently, getting high like that.
Well, yeah, he's getting a little bit higher.
Gonna get
indicted for drug trafficking. More than 8 ounces, less than 5 pounds.
Therefore, less than your personal consumption, or more than your personal consumption. Less than
Sam Hurd.
Let's say Sam Hurd.
Yes.
Exactly.
Apparently, Simpson didn't want to be
Drug
lord of Chicago. He just wanted
to be
a
prince.
Okay.
The Fresh Prince of Pot.
Because of the trafficking, he took the drugs from California, and they were shipped to his northern home in Kentucky. He is facing 1 to 5 years in prison, Jeff.
Now, okay. Don't know a lot about pot, and I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
What I do know is that generally Oregon grows the best weed. The second best weed in America is grown in Northern California.
Okay.
NorCal. Very north.
It
so
was
apparently
NorCal,
that,
by the way.
That climate is conducive to the best weed. But it seems if he's in Kentucky, now this just seems that you have climates that aren't that different in the mountain area of Kentucky. So why do you need to violate federal law by having your pots brought in, imported from NorCal?
I don't know.
Do they not know how to grow good weed there?
Simpson is a free agent now.
He's going to be more than that. He's going to be called a convict, Steven.
I don't get it.
I
went kind of crazy with the Sam Hurd thing, and now I'm kind of saying, you know what, just come on, guys. I mean, look, I can say I've never done any kind of drugs. Honestly, never even tried or experimented or anything.
You've just experimented recently with tequila.
With alcohol. I mean, I even had a girl. I took the dance, very beautiful girl, took her to the dance in high school, you know, thought I was being really cool because I got one of the prettiest girls in high school to come to the dance with me. And, you know, midway through the dance, she's like, let's go outside. And I'm like, okay, let's go outside.
Turn into Towley? Want to get high?
She brought out a joint. And
she
was
brought
like,
out a little blue towel from South Park. Want to get high?
what the hell is that? And, you know.
It's a marijuana cigarette.
Our date ended really quickly. I took her home and said, you can.
You don't want to get high.
No, I don't. And so, I mean, fine. If you're going to do it, you know, okay. But to be stupid enough to traffic marijuana.
Well, I get the feeling you're so dumb, you don't even realize that going on to potheads.com and ordering a shipment from Northern California, that you're violating many, many laws, and of the worst kind of laws you can violate, the federal kind.
Right, right.
The feds are totally different than your local sheriff's department, okay?
Yes, yes.
These are not people you want to mess with.
So to the Jerome Simpsons and the Sam Hurds of the world, just you're idiots.
Yeah.
You are giving up a lucrative career in the National Football League where you are making millions of dollars.
And you know what you're set to make? Millions more.
Millions more.
Steven and I have been doing some math about the new CBA and what the minimum player salaries are going to be.
Oh, my God. For as long as these guys have been playing in the league,
you get past that third year. Well, first of all, we're projecting. Steven and I are projecting. We've been crunching some numbers. That about 3 years from now, when the new TV deals kick in, remember, 50-whatever percent has to go to player salaries.
Right.
So Steven and I have projected that player rookie salaries will be $1 million a year in 3 years.
Pretty
from
close
now.
To it.
Right at $1 million a year for a rookie. That will be the league minimum.
Right.
Do you know what your minimum sentencing guidelines are for a federal offense like trafficking marijuana? About, 2 to 10 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. 2 to 10 years, $1 million a year. Boy, this is rough. But I got to get high, Steven. Do you know how much pleasure getting high brings?
No, I don't. Because
apparently it's worth more than $1 million a year.
Not to me. Not to me. I don't think that I would risk losing a contract where I'm making $1 million a year.
At least.
Playing a game that I love.
Exactly.
For whatever kind of money
maybe
that I'm going to make.
Maybe it's medicinal because they got injuries and they got to deal with their injuries by taking their minds off it, Steven.
Yeah, there is no excuse.
James.
There is no excuse.
Have you ever seen a marijuana cigarette?
Yeah.
Outside of photos. Okay, I don't want to get you in any trouble, so appreciate your honesty there. What?
I
didn't ask that. I asked if you'd ever seen it.
I've seen one, yeah.
Okay, I've seen one. Okay.
There you go. So they're out there. I understand that. And
this is why
saying,
we should legalize marijuana.
No.
Okay.
Anyways,
you realize 35% of the people incarcerated are either for drug.
No arraignment date yet set for Jerome Simpson, but the deal is you were free agent. You were getting ready based on the performance you had this season.
Just based on that one touchdown.
You were going to make some nice money.
You are in the heads of all the general managers in the league going, I need that athlete on my team.
Yes. Not so much.
I need that dope head on my team.
Not so much anymore.
No, you'll be lucky to find a job. Good luck there, Sparky.
Anymore.
And I mean, like the Oakland Raiders wouldn't even take a chance on you. You've screwed up so badly.
That is pretty bad.
It is.
That's pretty bad.
And you're a lot closer to the weed that you want. Oh, so sad. Too bad. You blew it.
All right. I want to talk about this story just because it's fun and recent. And it's about the New York Giants.
Let's
shake my butt. I like to fold. Shake my butt. I like to fold. I like to move it.
There you go.
Shake my butt. I like to fold.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're doing funny. A fun story, we got to intro it.
All right. Well, this is Giants vice president of...
Mara.
Yes, Chris Mara, vice president of player evaluation. Had not missed a Giants football game, Jeffrey, in 40 years.
How old is he?
I don't
this
know.
This is just what's so incredible to me is that... I suspect he must have been going to them as a child.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, you know.
He's not that old.
Well, he's a part of the Mara family.
Right.
And they've, you and know, I they have ties
had
with
season
the
tickets.
Giants.
I'm just guessing
yes,
that they've
exactly.
had season tickets.
And so he's, you know, he's been there. He's gone to every game. Well, this past weekend on Sunday, the Giants were in Green Bay at Lambeau playing the Packers in the divisional game.
But he wasn't there.
He was not. You know who he was?
I do know.
He was in our neck of the woods.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, baby. And he was here for the Golden Globes, which did you watch any of the Golden Globes?
Of course not, but your tweets
man,
were incessant.
Did you like them? Were they funny? A little bit?
The Madonna one amused me.
Free Madonna's breast?
Free Madonna's breast
hashtag.
That was good
because it.
No, it got communicated to me. I got asked about it on Talk Sport Radio on Monday night.
Really?
I don't know why Mike brought it up, but I said, yes, it was my partner, Steve Miranda, who started the hashtag Free Madonna's Breasts on Twitter, and Mike got a very good laugh out of that.
Well, the dress was so constricted.
I assumed as much that it actually looked like a mono boob.
Yes.
Is what I understand.
It was just one big large one, and I just...
Well, I think he was joking because at the Golden Globes because apparently she's... become English.
Yes. She did have a she did pull
she and Johnny Depp have just taken in
yes.
so frustrated with America that they've taken English accents.
Yes. Well, the reason why Chris Mara was at the Golden Globes, his daughter, Rooney Mara, was nominated for the Best Actress Award for her work in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Now,
is she the dragoness with all the ink?
Yes.
Really?
It's not real ink, by the way.
Oh. Well, that kind of killed that fantasy.
Well, but still, have you seen a picture of Rooney Mara?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen pictures, but I've seen movie clips and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and
okay.
It's the ink and stuff that just makes me feel edgy.
I see. Well, she is as far as edgy. That's why she got nominated for Best Actress.
But don't you want to feel edgy?
No, not when it comes to women.
Come on, there's some side of you that just says, "Babe, let's find ourselves a motorcycle and go
and
ride 120 miles an hour."
Yeah.
And then go somewhere really
inappropriate. And purify our bodies in the Lake Minnetonka?
Okay.
You won't get that, so don't even worry about it.
I didn't. Don't worry, I don't.
But anyways, so he's there. He's at the Golden Globes. He's missing Packers Giants. He's getting texts and updates on his smartphone, Jeffrey.
Good.
And someone recognizes him and says, "Geez, you're missing the Giants game?" And he turns to them and replies, "Yeah, this isn't exactly a piano recital."
There you go. Although I would never miss my daughter's piano recital, I have missed a gymnastics
competition
or two.
Yes.
And a baseball game
good.
Or two.
So he missed the
game.
The
boy's got a game that starts in 90 minutes. Am I going to be there? No.
You should. No.
Can't.
What happened? Oh, you got another girl. You got to go pick up your
daughter. I got to take care of the kid.
Yes.
What are you
going to
do?
So anyways, congratulations to Rooney Mara for her nomination. She did not win. But still, I want to go see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo now. So if you haven't seen it, go see it.
I do want to see it, and my wife's read all the books. So she says that we can't bring the girl to see it.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, apparently it gets a little dark and twisted in those books.
Out of hand.
She's only read the books. So now, do we give any Rob Lowe love to...
Rob Lowe, he tweeted something. It wasn't really true.
Just keep talking.
Tweeted that Peyton Manning was going to retire. Obviously, I don't know where he got that information because it was wrong. Peyton Manning is still an Indianapolis Colt. But here's some good news, and this is not Rob Lowe related.
Okay, I'll stop farting.
Or not some good news, but some interesting news coming out of Indianapolis. Word is that people close to Manning, Peyton that is, not Eli, is that he will not.
He's not going to restructure his deal.
Yeah, restructure his contract.
He's not.
Pretty much come March, when
March
they owe
3rd,
him the
$28 million.
Irsay's going to have to decide, I'm going to give you
$28 million, and he's not going to restructure his deal. And they have made it so easy for him to walk away from this team because they fired everyone around him.
Yeah. But you think that they are this ready to move on from Peyton Manning?
They got Andrew Luck, and they're just thinking that we're going to start all over. We're going to go young. And I would not be surprised at all. I heard an interesting name come up in the head coaching ranks, Chip Kelly.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Head coach.
So you got a young guy with a young quarterback, and you got a young GM, and they're going to just go in a completely new direction and start over with Indianapolis Colts 2.0.
I don't like it. I think you let them learn from Manning. But
I think it would be amazing, but you don't know what you're going to get, and you won't know on March 3rd because the doctors will not be able to sign off.
Yeah.
And because everyone's not going to move off their positions, they are basically forcing each other's hands, and they're forcing Peyton to move on.
Well, they won't force him. If they don't pay him the $28 million,
he becomes a free agent.
Then it's open. Oh, it's going to be open season for 31 other teams.
Yeah. However, nobody's going to know anything about his health until probably June or July.
When he gets cleared to play, you don't think that there are 30 other teams out there?
Well, you better know your salary cap and where you stand with regard to the cap,
because
you're going to use it all. And you're going to have some guys restructure their deals just for you. So that's it for the news. Let's get on to the games.
Speaking of deals, running back for the Chicago Bears, Matt Forte.
No longer Pianissimo.
Yes, says that he believes the Chicago Bears might use the franchise tag on him during the offseason.
And he recommends against it.
And he won't be happy. He told ESPN Chicago that if he receives the tag, he said, I wouldn't say hold out, but people probably wouldn't know where I was.
I'll go MIA, but I'm not holding out. You just can't find me.
Okay.
I recommend the Texaco Men's Room on 75th Street. That's probably where
why. Is that your hangout? Is that where you go to hang out when chasing you?
Why would remember? We only run if we're being chased, and then we hide in the Texaco Men's Room on 75th Street.
Okay.
In what city? I don't know.
I was about to say,
do Texaco still exist? I don't even know.
Some places.
Okay.
75th Street.
I need to get out more.
All right,
Steven, I think I'm thinking a week from Sunday.
Can I make fun of somebody who still owes me something?
Oh, geez. Well, first of all, there's a lot of people that owe you stuff.
Yes. Well,
Ocho owes you.
Yes, but not Ocho. We love Ocho right now.
We love Ocho right now.
Yes.
At least until he pays you back.
I want to see if
Ravens just fell.
Oh, there you go.
That's a
I want to see if Ocho will pay us back in other ways.
So you're going to offer him ways to clear his debt.
Yes.
In other ways.
In
than
other
the ways,
ways.
Promised.
Yes, exactly.
Well, one of them, I don't even know if he could fulfill anymore because he's been on so many different teams since then.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. That's a different. But I'm talking about T.O.
Okay.
Not NFL related.
Well, he's not NFL, but it is.
It is
football.
Official. He tweeted, it's official. It just went down. I'm heading back to Dallas. Now, thank God it's not the Dallas Cowboys.
Thank God Steven says he's a Cowboys fan.
That's right. IFL, which stands for Indoor Football League.
Ah.
Here I come. Allen, Texas, here I come. I'm going to be me. Get your popcorn ready.
Indoor football as opposed to arena football.
Yes, yes.
Because arena football was too boring.
Allen, Texas is a small suburb roughly north of Dallas, about a 30-minute drive north of Dallas.
Hmm.
And there you go. The season starts February 25th. They will start at home against Wichita. And Owens or Drew Rosenhaus didn't return a call.
What happened to all those NFL teams that were ready to sign him?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that this is not what Drew Rosenhaus.
I saw the contract that he signed, and it was $500,000 to play for a season. What happened to all those NFL contracts? Because his league minimum would have been higher than that. So what happened to all those teams that said that they were ready to sign?
Well,
what happened, Steven?
There was none.
What happened to Drew Rosenhaus's promise? Why did Drew Rosenhaus just talk and talk and talk? What did he lie?
Well, you know, I don't think he lied more than he
misrepresented the truth.
Truth, yeah.
Okay, so he just misrepresented the truth. That's cool. Like
anyways, the $500,000 though, that's pretty incredible. How would you like to be one of the other guys on the team?
No, it'd be, who's making, be awesome.
Who's making $200 a game?
Oh, I'm like, if. I thought you were going to say $200,000 a year. They, like, no.
They make $200 a game. $200 sure. per game.
Yes.
And you're
you only play
up,
one game a week, so do the math, yeah. friends.
And you're lining up next to T.O.
That's $800 a month in season. Multiply that by the 4 months in the season, yeah. and you just made $3,200. Guess what? You're poor.
You are.
But you're playing football.
And you're playing next to T.O., who's making $500,000.
I would hope you would do at least what Michael Jordan did when he played baseball, which is
and
buy
the,
a new
the
bus.
Really nice bus, yeah, that they get to travel in. Instead of that, I remember that. I remember that. Oh, I'm going to play minor league baseball? All right.
That's
hey,
cool, but we ain't traveling this piece of crap.
This is how we're rolling, guys. Oh, man. I, you know what? Good luck. That's all I have to say.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
All right, Jeffrey, we've got two games to talk about it, to talk about today, mm-hmm. and we'll start in order. The first game on Sunday is the AFC Championship game.
Ding, ding!
The Baltimore Ravens travel to New England to face the Patriots. The Patriots finally can say, we did not go one and done in the playoffs.
No, but we went two and done. Are they kidding? Ooh, kidding.
Jeffrey, you taking the Ravens, right? Because that's a challenge game. If you're taking the Ravens.
Challenge game don't matter, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't matter, bro.
We stopped doing the challenge
yeah,
game
we
a long
did.
Time ago.
So, you know, the goal, obviously, for the Baltimore Ravens should be no secret. Slow down the tight ends. Gronk and Hernandez. They were using Hernandez as a running back last week.
That was pretty cool.
Wasn't that weird? I mean, it's like this team will do anything.
I don't know if you've seen. You don't. You don't have Showtime, but inside
I don't
the
have
NFL.
Showtime, but I did see the LaDainian Tomlinson piece.
I see. So inside the NFL has really cool. When they do their recaps of the games, they have, you know, all the cool NFL films footage and
right.
They tie it in and they got sounds that you don't normally hear because you're not on the field.
Curse words.
So you got Champ Bailey in between a play after Aaron Hernandez runs the lines up as a running back. And he's yelling at him. He's like, what? So what, you telling me you're a running back now? What you doing? And Hernandez is just looking at him like giving him the shoulder shrug. And Bailey's like, you really going to be running back now? And so anyways, like 3 plays later, Bailey goes in the huddle and tells the huddle, all right, we got to watch out for 81 lining up in the backfield because that means he's going to run.
Well, I would be more concerned about the law firm running the ball than Aaron Hernandez typically.
I don't know. Hernandez went off.
He did, and they got some big guys, but you still got Stephen Ridley, who I think is a little bit more talented.
I don't even know if Ridley's
he's on being the team still.
No, but is he, I don't even think he's being active. I think he's been inactive the past.
You got to wonder how good a team is when they've got running backs and wide receivers a la Chad Ochocinco
yeah,
that aren't even ever
play.
On the field.
But Chad played one play last week.
That's right.
He was on the field for one offensive
and
snap.
And this is how deep your team is, that it just don't matter.
Yeah.
And then they got guys that'll play both ends of the ball, like Julian Edelman. It's like, yes. Really? Really?
Well, here's the Baltimore Ravens. And I think what the Baltimore Ravens got going for them, and you're going to hear once we get Terrence Cody on the phone, is that they don't care who the opponent is. You know, some people would be like, and I kind of got a sense from the Denver Broncos a little bit last week, oh, man, we're going into New England to face the Patriots. And there's a little nervousness there.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore Ravens aren't bringing that nervousness.
No.
They don't care that it's the almighty, powerful New England Patriots. The Ravens have recently gone into New England and won in the playoffs.
Right.
Wild card week, first play of the game, Ray Rice, boom, touchdown. And they never let down. So here we go. Should we bring in?
Yeah, do. Bring in Terrence Cody. And you have play the first question you asked for him and set it up for everybody so they know what you asked him.
All right. Well, here we go. We interviewed nose tackle Terrence Mount Cody, as he's been
Mount
known
Cody.
Ever
since
he played
college.
For Alabama. And we talked to him. And the first question I asked is, Terrence, where were you watching the national championship game, if you were watching, between Alabama and LSU?
Right at home up here in Baltimore. I wanted to go to the game, but we had practice that Monday, so I wasn't able to come down.
It's always business before.
I was able to watch them on TV.
It's always business before pleasure. So who was around you for that big game?
I was with a couple of friends on the team, of my team. We all made some bets before the game, so they was at my house watching the game with me.
Terrence, what do you think now? You've been through a national championship. You watch your Tide roll again. Do you think there should be a playoff system for college football?
I really don't think it should be because it's a lot of teams out there, but you got to look at the conference most teams play in. They're not that strong, so you pretty much can send anybody to the national championship. They go undefeated, but it won't be a national championship because it's not a good team in the national championship.
All right, that's certainly one of the things that most conferences are saying. So before we get to the game this weekend, we want to talk to you. So you've got a kennel. Is it a kennel that you're running and you got some dogs up?
Yeah, I got some puppies I just had like a month ago. And I just had another litter like this past week. Cane Corsos, Bully Pit Bulls, German Shepherds, Great Danes, and Preston Canarios.
So the big dog is making big dogs, basically.
Yeah.
So how does the mountain go to making dogs? How does that come about?
No, I've always been an animal lover, and dogs have been my favorite animals. And I just this has been something I've always been thinking about.
How does the guy get into that?
I really don't know. I just bought a bunch of dogs and started breeding them.
So you're breeding dogs. So where do we get to, where do we tell our listeners to go out? Is there a website where they can come check out the dogs?
You can go to DarrellsK9Training.com.
All right, that's awesome. We didn't know you were a big dog lover. We actually are dog lovers here on the show as well. So let's bring you back and get you ready. The Baltimore Ravens here in the AFC Championship game. Do you feel that you're going to be facing a lot of double teams from the Patriots offensive line, like Logan Mankins and Conley coming at you?
Yeah, I feel like I am, but like I feel like I'm going to get that in the run game, but in the pass game, I'm not going to get doubled.
Okay, how confident are you that you can generate enough pressure and try and get Brady off his spot?
I'm real confident because I've been working this week. Well, actually, I've been working with all year, just, you know, working with technique things on get back there on the passer and stuff. It's just the main thing is me using my hands more on the pass rush, and I feel like that's the only thing that's been slowing me down from getting the sack. And hopefully I get my first sack, but it won't be credited, but hopefully I get my first sack this week, this weekend.
Won't be credited. It's funny. So, Terrence, so you guys have been playing the Patriots over the last several seasons. The Ravens have played the Patriots close, actually winning some games. And last year, in 2010, when you guys played, you actually took them to overtime where they finally won 23-20. Does that give your team confidence to say, hey, we can go and play with these guys?
Yeah, that gives us a lot of confidence because we know we can beat these guys because if we do the things that we're supposed to do, if we execute the things we're supposed to execute and be where we're supposed to be at all times and do our job, we can beat anybody.
All right, Terrence, thanks so much. We so appreciate your time. Good luck there on Sunday against the New England Patriots. We're rooting for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, Terrence Cody, nose tackle extraordinaire of the Baltimore Ravens.
And Terrence, we'll make sure if you get a sack, big man, we'll make sure you get it credited, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Terrence Cody, nose tackle of the Baltimore Ravens. Yep, there you go, Jeff. Did you get a little nervous when he started talking about the kennels that he runs?
Oh, Steven, my heart went through my throat. When he started talking about, I know he lives in Alabama. He lives in the South. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Michael Vick redo.
No, God. Jeffrey.
And it was nothing like that. This is dogs for law enforcement.
That's right. They are breeding dogs that they use.
The highest quality dogs, not for fighting.
They use them for law enforcement. They use protection dogs, German Shepherds.
But did you get nervous too?
I did for a little bit.
I was just like, holy crap. He better not be going here.
I did for a little bit, but no, Terrence Cody, good guy. Check out those kennels if you're interested in or need a dog, a German Shepherd dog.
Pitbull. Man, they got beautiful dogs.
The Great Danes are
wonderful. Oh, my gosh, they're so majestic. Can I say that?
Yes, you can say majestic. So anyways, we thank the Baltimore Ravens there and Terrence Cody for
seriously,
for
it is
on.
So busy. And, we did not realize how crazy things are right now with the league.
Well, first of all,
the league is taking over.
Matt, you know, once it gets to the championship game,
it becomes
I don't
Super
know
Bowl.
If a lot of people know that. But
we didn't know that.
We didn't. Once it gets to the championship game, the AFC and the NFC championship game, the league takes over all media requests, pretty much. And they handle all of the press credentials for the AFC and NFC championship game, and then the Super Bowl and Pro Bowl, of course. So it's like we actually tried to, you know, go to the 49ers PR staff to get us into
the
NFC championship
game. Well, yeah, we're like, it's a day just like any other day. So
and it's not.
Take care of us.
Yeah.
Can't.
Got to go through NFL. And they had basically.
Were due 2 weeks ago.
They had 68 requests from New York media.
This is according to Mindy Bach. And so basically you take the combined staff of the 49ers and the Oakland Raiders, all of the reporters that cover those two teams, you have fewer than that.
Yeah.
So what New York is sending out just for their media is larger than the 49ers and Raiders put together, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a huge contingent. So obviously we will not be at the NFC championship game.
We're talking about the Patriots and Ravens.
Yeah, so in the AFC championship game, Jeffrey, I like what Cody said, and I like this confidence that, hey, if we execute and we do what we're supposed to do, we can go in there and beat anybody. And I like that because I think right now the Patriots are, what, 7.5-point favorites?
Yes, they are, sir.
And as 7.5-point favorites, you gotta think that everybody just thinks that the Patriots are going to come in there and roll the doors off the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, people think that, but I think people also know better that these are two teams. Again, if it was an interdivisional game and not a divisional game or a conference, interconference game and not an out of conference game, then I think you might be able to think that. But everyone knows the Baltimore Ravens have got too many guys with too many years under their belts to
They always seem to rattle Brady.
They do, and I think it starts again, like with Cody and stuff, up the middle. James,
yeah.
Audio's up. And up the middle and putting that pressure in the pocket, which is how do you beat Tom Brady? Everyone knows, first of all, keep him off the field. But good luck, Joe Flacco. You got to maintain some drives there,
right.
And Ray Rice got to have a monster day. But you apply that pressure up the middle. You get him off his spot. And that has tended to frustrate Tom Brady because he doesn't like to be outside the pocket.
Right.
So you blow up the pocket, and you've got a chance.
Yeah, the other thing I think that's something that the Ravens will do and that the Ravens are good at is getting up and bumping those tight ends and wide receivers at the
exactly.
line of scrimmage. If you allow those guys to come off the line of scrimmage and not reroute them one way or another, they're going to eat you alive.
Everybody must chip. You must be. It takes an entire team to beat this New England Patriots team.
And I think the Baltimore Ravens are a team that could do it. I'm not sure they necessarily win the football game, and I'm actually taking the New England Patriots.
I am too.
But I'm nervous because if they come out hot and start hot, both offensively and defensively, and
the Patriots or the Ravens,
Okay. And they build a lead like they've done in the last couple games, their defense is good enough to be able to hold on to the lead. One of the things we've seen about the Patriots is late in the season, and there were some games where they went down. They went down to the Broncos. They went down to the Bills. They went down to the Dolphins. And they were able to come back on all of those teams and win those football games. If you go down to the Baltimore Ravens, I don't think they come back and beat them.
I don't know that, Steven. And that's what I'm wondering about because I honestly think this New England Patriots team, I don't mean to overstate it, but I don't think they can be beaten. I don't.
But you thought about the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and I was wrong.
Right.
The fact is they just had a really bad day.
And Patriots come out.
And they were still in the dang game.
Patriots come out.
It took a Hail Mary at the end of the first half to really put the game – further out of reach.
Yeah.
And they were
but
hanging around.
The refs did have some pretty bogus calls in that first half that really didn't allow the Giants to dominate that game how they should have been dominating.
So Steven, but I want to check with me on this, okay? Stay with me.
Staying with you.
Tell me when you hear a team that you respect, okay?
Okay.
New York Jets. And I'm talking about this year's new teams. So tell me.
Okay.
Tell me when you get to a team.
Did
that
I respect them for what?
As a team that you would fear if you were going into play.
Okay.
New York Jets, Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, Indianapolis Colts, Washington Redskins, Denver Broncos, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, Denver Broncos. That, my friend, is the New England Patriots schedule from November to this point in time. They have not played a real team since October 30th against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they lost that game.
Yeah. And they lost to the Giants.
And they
were
coming off a bye.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Giants earlier that game against the Giants.
Week.
Right, it was the very next week. So it's as if this team, they honestly have probably the pussiest schedule that it and which is why I had
it's a bad word. You probably shouldn't use that word.
Okay,
on air.
We'll call it the wussiest schedule.
There you go. That's better.
But they started with the Dolphins, the Chargers, whom we now know to have been crap, the Buffalo Bills, Oakland Raiders, New York Jets, Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers. The only really good team they played all season was the Steelers, and they lost them.
Yep.
Now they're going to play a Baltimore Ravens team that is not suckish. I don't think they're great.
Yeah.
But they're not bad.
I'm just saying that the Baltimore defense is built to hold leads.
Yes.
No matter how.
Which is supporting your point.
Yeah.
If they get out to an early lead, look out. It could be a really long day for Brady and the Patriots. And this is such a soft schedule. I think I had them finishing 14-2 in my preseason predictions, and they finished 13-3. But there's no reason they shouldn't have finished 14-2.
Right.
They had the softest schedule. They've got a fantastic team. So I'm not putting them down, but I am putting down that they haven't played anybody, really. And now they're going to play somebody.
Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting
game. It
should
be a great game. What a great way to start the
I'm actually a little upset that it'll start till noon.
But, Steven, I like that. I can get it. First of all, Arsenal's playing 8 a.m. Just saying.
Really?
Just saying. Got a little English football.
You want an is-all for soccer?
No, no.
Okay.
No. Arsenal's playing, though, at 8 a.m., and then you can still go to church, still come home, still get snacks and have a nice party. This is the way it should be.
Are we having a party at your house? Is that what's happening? James, you coming to the party, dog? Football Sunday, man. Party starts at 11:45. You will be responsible for bringing Pepsi.
And beer. Okay. I want to follow a camera crew with it to see him get beer.
That would be awesome.
Going to put that place out of business.
Just have $5 ready for the drunken homeless dude in the corner, and he'll buy it for you.
Okay. Now we've demeaned homeless people.
Gosh.
Sunk to
we were
Steven,
awful
we spent
today.
So much time on this game. Are we going to do another show just for the NFC side?
No, we need
because
to get to
must.
The NFC now. Well, who are you taking? You haven't even told us who you're taking.
This game makes me more nervous, frankly, than the other game. And I've got the New England Patriots.
Okay, I've got the New England Patriots.
But it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Ravens came out on top. Would not surprise
me. This is the game that I'm nervous in.
The one we're talking about.
Yeah.
For good reason. I just gave you all sorts of reasons to be nervous.
I'm not nervous about the other game. Though.
Neither am I.
Yeah. All right. So
the
here
other
you
one.
Go. The
Oops.
Yeah. Stop hitting buttons.
The other one.
The double bell. And
the
you know what
one.
That means? Well, we can't
it's totally
go.
Good.
No 2-minute warning. We got some time, I think. Maybe.
The kids can wait. It's time for the kids to be at the pickup circle and just deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be last to be picked up today, okay?
It's
deal.
You're going
to
be okay.
It's going to be okay because the guys have football to talk about, and it's conference championship weekend.
All right, well, we'll start with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Giants. The Giants coming in on a very nice winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
But not to be outdone, the Niners aren't looking too shabby themselves. Jeffrey.
Oh, heavens.
Here's what I see.
What do you see?
I see a team that is looking in the mirror and kind of sees itself wearing a different color uniform.
I think they look in the mirror and they see a representation of themselves. But it's not nearly as crystal clear as when they look in a real mirror. They're seeing a lesser than form of themselves.
We got two teams with real good defenses. Where offenses have shown of late, hey, man, we can play with the big boys. Okay? You all haven't been giving our offenses credit and our quarterbacks credit. Look at Eli Manning. Look at what he just did to the Green Bay Packers. Look at Alex Smith. He came back on the New Orleans Saints not once, but twice.
Twice.
So our offense is, if we need to score points, we can put up the points.
Alex Smith is a game manager and nothing more. Game managers don't come back twice in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left.
No, they do not.
You know who comes back in the fourth? Good quarterbacks do that.
Yeah.
And it's very possible that Alex has turned a corner. He was not a good quarterback before this year. And I would say he was not at the beginning of the year. But his confidence is growing week after week.
Well,
now, is he a better quarterback than Eli Manning? I say no.
I don't know yet.
I say no.
Eli Manning
good.
Has had the same offensive coordinator with him for how long, Jeffrey?
Like six times as long as Alex Smith, which isn't saying anything. Alex
yeah.
has never had one more than 10 months, I don't
yes.
think.
Yes. Okay. So I think with some consistency – and we're showing that Jim Harbaugh deserves a lot of credit
Coach of the
for
year.
What he has done with this football team.
Coach of the year.
And especially as a quarterback himself, what he has done with Alex Smith.
Yep.
Because Alex Smith now, not only is he more confident, but he believes in the offense. Vernon Davis saying that he's now learning that he's got to read defenses. He can't just go out there and run
that,
in the middle of the field.
That blew my mind.
All right?
That he's yeah. got to read defense?
Vernon?
Of course you do. You're in the National Football League.
You know, so the fact that Alex and Vernon and Crabtree and Gore, they're all on the same page now, makes them pretty dangerous. And I think give Alex a few more years to show that he might just be a pretty darn good quarterback.
He really might be. But I still think Eli is a better quarterback than him, and I believe that Eli also has a better wide receiving core. They are thin at the wide receiving end in San Francisco, and that concerns me greatly. When you've got the likes of Kyle Williams, Delanie Walker, and who's the guy that I couldn't even remember his name the other day?
Brett Swain.
Brett Swain.
Here's the thing.
Those are not sexy wide receivers.
They're not. San Francisco,
Vernon
though,
Davis accounts for a multitude of sins.
San Francisco, though, has a much better running game than the New York Giants.
Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, great 1-2 punch. But when you put that alongside Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Mario Manningham, Jake Ballard, you've got legitimate weapons. That is why I'm nervous about this game. I'm taking the Niners, and I'm taking the Niners by a very small margin, 3 points.
I'm taking the Niners. I don't think it will be as close as you believe it will
All
be.
All right.
only because the Niners have the confidence of, hey, we've beaten these guys already.
And then you factor in the weather. It is expected to rain starting today through the game. You should see the satellite picture, Steve, and I should show you. It goes nearly to Hawaii, the rain that is coming
really?
Our way, mostly to the north. We're only going to get a dusting of it down here. But the rain that's coming is going to be measured in 5 inches,
and
6 inches.
The way that because of that muddy field that will it
that
will be
field
cut.
Is gross. It's below sea level, friends. Where does it drain to? It can't.
When the Niners defense gets going and puts pressure on Eli Manning, he has been great of late. Pretty good games against the Jets, against the Cowboys, against the Falcons, last week against Green Bay. But let's face it, all of those defenses that we just mentioned, or that I just mentioned, they are not the San Francisco 49ers defense.
Do you know what I'm doing?
You're looking at me inquisitively.
No, I'm facing it.
Oh, are you facing
said,
it?
Just face it.
Okay.
So I thought I'd face it. I squared up
right.
to Steven, and I'm leaning into
well,
it,
face
in,
it
intently in. So I'm facing it.
The Niners defense and how it handles its secondary and its secondary, I believe, better than Jets, Cowboys, Falcons, and Packers. And you know the Packers were the worst defense in the league against the pass. So
and you know where they are? At home.
At home. So now you got to ask Eli Manning, can you do that now against a top-notch defense.
Yeah.
Can you do what you've been doing? Oh, and by the way, it's going to be rainy, and we know that your receivers, they get the case of the dropsies. They've had the case of the dropsies all season long.
So now, the 49ers receivers. But now, the only thing is, they don't get the ball nearly as often. Fun.
Yeah.
They don't rely on you catching the ball as much as they do in New York. This has been Eli's team this year.
And Eli, too, still, I think, takes a little bit too many chances with the ball, which is something the Niners don't do. Alex Smith will not take a chance with the ball. And Eli will because he's gotten the confidence and, you know, he's
– Well, he's an elite quarterback.
He
is.
Can't
spell elite without Eli.
So that's why I'm taking the Niners this game. I said the Giants would make it to the NFC Championship game. Here they are, the NFC Championship game. But this is where they fall, and they're going to fall to the Niners.
All right. There it is. I've got the Niners. I can't wait. I hope there's a house full of people where you are. And this game's going to end late, my friends, for many, many people around the world. The day's going to start early for many, many people in other parts of the world. Do what you must do. Nap, whatever. Five-hour energy drink, whatever. As long as it's legal.
Ooh, Jeffrey, give me one of these. Bing,
bing, bing. Oh, my gosh. We got
Come
breaking
on.
News.
Yes.
Seriously, right now at the end of the show?
To end the show, we'll leave you with this. Buddy from the show, Jason LaConfora, is reporting that the Saints have agreed in principle to a contract with Steve Spagnuolo to become
their
defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator, Spags. Cool.
Defensive
Greg Williams is gone. He's joining Jeff Fisher in
St. Louis.
St. Louis with the new Titans. I don't know. Would that be North?
Rams.
Titans,
yeah,
North.
Titans North.
St. Louis, Missouri,
Titans,
Tennessee.
Northwest.
I don't know. Yeah, pull
Anyways,
out a map. Do
so
it.
Congratulations
it out.
To Spagnuolo.
Tomorrow's 5-Minute Football Fix is going to have the real, authentic, fake Bill Parcells on the show.
Belichick.
Bill Belichick, better yet. And you don't want to miss it.
I don't know. I would like to see you do the real, fake Bill Parcells.
That's going to require energy. The Belichick doesn't require any
energy
aside
okay.
from squinting.
Just like I'm not doing any energy.
Seriously.
We must get out of here now.
We got girls.
My phone's going to ring in 3 minutes.
I thought you were going to say 3 seconds. Three,
no.
two, one.
3 minutes.
You guys have a great weekend. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll be talking to you. Come look for us on Sky Sports News tomorrow evening in the UK. And I expect we'll be on Monday
give me
morning.
One more. Give me one
Seriously.
More.
Seriously. Can I cut it off because it's really long?
Jed York, talking about the new Santa Clara Stadium, doesn't believe it's going to be done 2014, but 2015 is very achievable.
All right. And
I want a new stadium because
Pasadena City Council approved the Rose Bowl to be a
right.
temporary home
Rose
for an NFL
Bowl
team starting next year.
Give us an NFL team.
Give us the Niners for a couple of years while they're building the stadium. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Happen. You guys be well out there. Have fun. Take care of
Enjoy
each other.
Enjoy championship weekend. We'll come back with you afterwards, and we'll see whether we're right.
We'll tell you about the Super Bowl.
We're both taking Niners Patriots.
Yeah, it happens.
Really?
It doesn't matter because I kicked your butt in the
Right. All right. Really we're out.
Bye.
You're a bully.
Are my words hurtful?